house of God in another wonderful service. Please turn your hymn books to number 255. Number 255. And for those who just turn in the internet, we welcome you. And how we are so glad that you are listening tonight. And again, I want to mention to all that the easiest way to get the outline is to write to secretary@bbcmh.org, and then that email comes to me, and then I email you the entire series of Revelation. Revelation is an exciting book and a fantastic book to study. All right? In the meantime, we praise God. Our revelation does focus on Jesus. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. 255. Father, we come to you, the Father of light and love, tonight at the closing of the day, a long day in the house of the mighty God. And then, Father, we pray that as we praise your name, we share the joy of the Lord that is in our heart. And then, Father, also, as we look into Revelation, that you give us an insight of those final moments of the world before Jesus is coming again. Thank you, Lord, that John saw everything. He's the only person that in life saw. And thank you, Lord, that you ask him to write for us so that we do not panic as we see the events of life turn around in the world. Thank you for giving us understanding of your word, and not only understanding, thank you for building us our hope that one day we will be in the hands and in the palace of our mighty God. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you choose your song, and if you are in the internet, you have the ability to type at BBCMH 95037. And that's Yahoo address, and you are right here in our screen. I say it again, VSBOV C as call, then M as mother, H as house, all right? BBCMH 95037. Meanwhile, we get songs from here, from the auditorium. All right? One song that you have in your heart, and we seem to praise the Lord tonight. All right? Let me know. Casey, how wonderful to see you. All right. Okay. What is the song? Darlene, tell me.
287.
287. Here we are.
Oh,
October 17th, there's going to be a wedding here in church at 12 noon on Saturday. A couple that 2 years ago listened, they were part of the guests of Heather and Matthew Regis, and they were leaving us couple. Matthew gave them a Bible, and the Bible, what we talked this morning, brought conviction into their heart, and they were raised in Catholic Church and raised in the all the protocols of the Catholic Church, and the more they read the Bible, more their family hate them. And when they told them they want to get married by a Protestant pastor, oh, for the priests in Fremont told them they are going directly to hell. They're not going to hell for living together, but they're going to hell for talking to me. See? So what an amazing thing. And what I really, really like is that the boy, his name is Alex, he's reading the Bible with intensity. And I told him, you have to be the godly leader of your family to bless your wife with the scripture. What a nice thing. Tricia is going to sing for us, and it's good. Eh, Tricia? They like Tricia to sing. So I want the same girl. So Tricia and I will have a company. When I retire, Tricia and I will go around and marry people. All right. Okay, what is your next song, please? That's the joy of the Lord. How did that joy, you know, Raquel? 3:10. What a joy it is to see God's fulfilling his word in the life of people. 310. Wider than snow. That's what God does with us. If you don't have a hymn book, we can refer you to these hymn books. We need to buy more, Brother Greg, of these hymn books. I don't know if we can find them, but we need to find more. 351, Near the Cross. Yeah.
Thank you.
God have put steps in our life to know, and the cross is that symbol of the hope of our life. All right? Somebody told me in McDonald's, what hope do you have if your leader was hanged on a cross?
Eternal health.
That's true, you know. That's the only thing you know. And he pulled out a crucifix with Christ hanging over there. He is here. So marvelous. How old is that crucifix? He said, well, my mother bought it. Well, it had to be 2,000 years old to say this is here. You see? And start explaining to him that what the meaning is. But you know, some people, that's what it is. That's the only thing you have is a little piece of wood with a picture of, or something similar to Christ hanging. That would be miserable. But we know that. All right, another song that praise the name of our Savior. Señor Alfredo, good to see you tonight.
129
or 39? No, 29. 29, all right, yes, sir. 129. All right, here we are. At the cross. Now we come again. All right, here it is. 129. Spanish are evil, and they need God. And by this time, and I want you to know, every Spanish knows English well. And so they stood up, two or three of those big giant guys. And I say to them, sit down. And I said, why don't you sit down and take coffee with us? He said, well, I don't know Spanish. Well, we'll read in English for you. And he was a believer. But this is the way they think about Spanish. They're so low that they need the Lord. But Brianna said, you walk here in the street, and you blonde-haired and red-haired people need the Lord too. Yeah, yeah, I know. I said, so he apologized to everybody. And paid the coffee the next day for everybody. I said, well, you have to do this for a week. So I see here in the Bible, you know, and he got the idea. But you know, sometimes people make that mistake. You know, thinking this is good for you, and this race is law, they need the Lord. We all know. We're all in the same boat, all right? That's all right. Except Don Pedro, we're all in the same boat. All right. We miss Don Pedro in the class today. We put a cross over there, the mark. All right, Don Pedro and his novia were not there. All right. We're good. Okay. What is it? Yeah. Maria got excited, so the grandmother got so excited when the novia is not there. All right. Tell me. It's so nice. The class is growing like a good family. And it's good. All right. Tricia. 138. I'm so glad that people on the air don't know what we're talking about. All right. 138. Christ arose. Thank you. question, is he on the cross or not? All right. Another psalm you have in your heart, and Brother Hudson.
496.
496. To God be the glory. Is that right?
Nope.
No. No. Oh, 449. Boy, what a pastor. No, 496. 449 is to God be the glory. 496. My wires are a little bit. I push it a little bit. All right. 496. I hear an holy story. Would you say? Sin in another 5 minutes and so on, because people love to sing, and people who listen love that we express the songs of praise to God. All right, another song that comes to your mind, what it is. Well, if we ask the pianist, Tayan Jung was so good, what song would you like?
280.
280, all right, certainly. All right, and we thank God for Tayan and her gift expressed through music to us. All right, 280, moment by moment. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you.
Tanyan, for your service to the Lord and for your kindness in playing the piano for us.